How do I hug a hug? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. How do I hug a hug? Hugging has been in and out of vogue eternally. There are times when everybody hugs, and there are times when nobody hugs. There are times when a few people hug. There are times when people wish they were hugged. And there are times when people wish they were hugged, but they didn't know how to go about hugging. And, of course, I would imagine that perhaps is the most frequent experience. People wish to be hugged, but don't know how to go about being hugged. Any touch that you have with another person is a touch that has behind it some sort of manipulation. When you're in a store and the storekeeper keeps discussing a topic with you and attempting to get you to buy his merchandise, if the storekeeper can ever get his hand to touch your hand or your elbow or to touch you on the back or to touch you in any way, in a positive way, the sale is virtually made. The contact seems to be the contract. It seems to be the opportunity that you have to put together the thought and put together the desire that you want to have. Now, when you give a hug, what are you attempting to accomplish in giving the hug? When a man comes home in the evening and has a good work and he greets his wife and gives her a big hug and says, "I love you," the hug is more perfunctory. It's more of a standard operation which says, I'm glad I got a family. I'm glad that you're here. It's nice that everything is in balance. There's no real impetus to it. There's no real strength to it. It's just a good experience. And if every family were to experience that, as the man or woman comes home from work and they get a hug and they get this, "You belong to this family, this is where you really belong, this is where our heart is and your heart is," then that's great. And if there is no hug, if a person comes home, a single person, and they come home to their house, well, they don't usually have a dog or a cat, but if they do, then the dog or cat greets them, and they greet them with all the enthusiasm that you can imagine. The dog or cat is saying, "Goody! Daddy's home, Mommy's home, we're going to go for a walk, we're going to get fed, we're going to have our dinner, we're going to sit around and have someone to enjoy. I've had the house all to myself during the day. It's going to be so nice to have someone to share it with." Well, now, does a husband or wife who is a stay-at-home husband or wife, are they equally interested in saying, "Well, it's nice to have someone to share the house with"? Well, it's nice to have someone to give a hug to. When a young man goes to meet his girlfriend and he greets her at her door of her apartment or her house or wherever, does he just shake hands, or does he smile, or does he give her a hug and say, "Good to see you, I'm glad to be here"? In other words, we have something very special together. We have something that puts us just an inch above the people walking down the street. Because if people are walking down the street, they don't hug one another. Oh, they do on some great holiday or on some great day of world peace or something. But generally speaking, people go about their business, they walk down the street, and they don't hug each other. Now, if someone were to go around hugging people walking down the street, they would think that he perhaps was a little bit off his rocker, that he was not a balanced person. And worse, they would think he has some motivation in hugging, that he's trying to entrap you, trying to inveigle you, trying to seduce you. And these are thoughts that go through people's minds because hugging has always been a little estranged. Now, my personal family was a very loving family, and we all loved one another. We liked each other like brothers and sisters do, and we liked their parents as people do in a family. But my mother was not a great hugger. She hugged us now and then, but she didn't make it a habit, something that was just, we could expect it. We could expect that loving, warm hug when we got home from school. When we got home, the peanut butter and jelly is on the table if you want a sandwich, you know, or something of that nature, which is love. But it's not the hug. And my dad was not a great hugger either. And I think it's just the type of family that he has come out of that was not a hugging family. In fact, the world at large sort of shies away from hugging because hugging seems to have a foredrawn conclusion about it. You want to manipulate the other person. The little child goes in and gives his father a hug, and he says, "Well, now, what is it that you want now? What do you want me to do?" Or a girl gives a hug to her dad or her mother or whomever, and they say, "Are you trying to push me around? Are you trying to wrap me around your little finger? Are you trying to wrap me around your little finger?" Which is supposed to meant to be a loving thing. But it's the content and the concept that is all too prevalent. Wrap around your little finger. That's manipulate. That's to get someone to do what you want them to do. Well, now, true hugging. How do I hug a hug? True hugging is where you give the hug because it's your nature to give. Oh, she's always going around hugging everybody. Oh, he's a hugger. He's just hugging everybody. There's nothing in it. Well, there's everything in it. There's love in there. There's giving love. And because the person doesn't do it themselves, they don't recognize it. Too often, just the things that we don't do ourselves, we don't recognize in others as the real value or the real merit that it is. Now, what is the value of giving a hug unconditionally? The value of giving a hug unconditionally is that it makes the world a little brighter. It makes the world a little smoother. It makes the people a little happier. Now, if a little girl runs to greet her mother and says, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy, you're home, how wonderful, Mommy," and Mommy's only gone to the store, or she's only gone next door to the neighbor, or she's only gone out to work in the backyard, and, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy, nice to have you home, but sweetheart, I was only in the backyard." "That's all right, I love to have you home, I'm happy, happy." Well, it's perhaps from the security point of view, perhaps from the feeling that all is right with the world when Mommy is there, whatever the situation may be. But the hug, the embrace, is always that little telltale thing. When a child has a problem, it likes to snuggle up into its parents' arms. When a child has a hurt, when they feel that they're being abandoned by the world or anything, they want to snuggle up and huggle up and know that all is right with the world. And perhaps that might be a good phrase for us to think about. A hug says all is right with the world. A hug says all is right with the world. We can be huggers, and it doesn't matter whether the world hugs or not. We can be huggers because that's our nature or our new nature. We can be huggers because we are sharing our universal, unconditional love with everyone in our world. We don't expect to get anything back from them. We don't expect that they're going to appreciate our hug. That's not an expectation in there, you see. That's the point. We give because we give. We hug because we hug. Oftentimes I come in the morning, and before we have our om and our hug and so forth. Different people want to come up and hug me ahead of time. And I say, well, that's very nice. I accept all the hugging. And then everybody else wants to come up and hug too. And I say, okay, we're going to hug in the om in just a minute. But they want to come up for a special hug. And if one person comes up for a hug, others want to come up for a hug too, because they don't want to miss out on the hugs. Now, Herb, are your hugs all that good? Well, you bet they are. Does everybody want to hug you? You bet they do. Does everybody have the courage to go and hug you? Not all of them. And the reason they don't have the courage, because it's not common for them to hug people themselves, or even to hug themselves. When it becomes our nature to be a hugger, then people say, oh, he's a hugger, or she's a hugger. That's just their nature. That little kid goes around hugging everybody. Well, that little kid is wrapped in her pure white light of love. And do you think anyone can ever misunderstand her? Not on your life. Everyone understands a lover. Everyone understands a hugger. When people attempt to manipulate you to accomplish their own ends, they're not giving you an unconditional love. They're not giving you an unconditional hug. There's a very much conditional hug, and you know it. You sense it. You see it. But the majority of hugs in the world, because by and large they're so infrequent, but the majority of hugs in the world are given because people have as their nature to be loving and sharing and giving and hugging. To be loving and sharing and caring and giving and hugging. To be loving. To be unconditionally loving. And when you are unconditionally loving, everything works out in perfect harmony in your life. Now, really, you say, well, but you're not unconditionally loving. To be unconditionally loving is one of the most beautiful, powerful ways of loving that anybody could ever know. It is love where you give because it pours right out of the very depth of your being. You love because it's your nature to love. It's your nature to give love. And you love because you have not the slightest idea in your mind that something is going to come back to you from that love. Your love is just an outpouring of the magnificence that is within you. And when you have this beautiful outpouring of the magnificence that's within you, everything works out in magnificent order. How do I hug a hug? Well, I am just myself, being myself and having fun. I am just myself, flowing with my nature, which is to be a hugger, and I hug everybody. Now, there are times people say, oh, you hug too tight. Well, I don't hug anyone different from what they expect. And people expect to be hugged tight, and then I hug them tight. People expect to be hugged loose, and then I hug them more gentle. When people have a husband or wife or friend or whoever who hugs them and hugs them rather aggressively, they have learned that this is the entree for a relationship that they don't necessarily want to have. But when a person hugs always gently, as though you're a gentle breeze that comes across, you know, I cannot help but always go back to Irene Merkley. When Irene Merkley kisses, she kisses you right on the lips, and her kiss is like a butterfly stopping to say hello and then off on their way. Gentle, sensitive, caring, loving, non-possessive, totally free of any expectation, an absolute unconditional kiss. Now, I think from my experience, and I've had a great many experiences, Irene is the only person I know who does that. Now, does she do it just to me? And the answer is no. That is Irene Merkley's way of doing it. She is a pure lover. Now, where did she learn to do this? Who taught her how to kiss like the touch of a butterfly passing your lips? Who taught her to do that? And yet, the butterfly leaves a definite impression that you have been so lovingly kissed, so unconditionally lovingly kissed. And you don't feel, you sometimes when you are so starved for unconditional love, you want to just take that person and just swallow them, just eat them up, just take them in your heart and in your life and in your world and say, oh, you are so good. But how do you hug a hug? How do I hug a hug? I am me. Unfortunately, I don't kiss like Irene with her gentle caring. Do you know why Irene can kiss so gently and so sensitively and so very wonderfully? Because Irene is totally satisfied in herself that she is unconditional love. And she gives out her unconditional love like the poof that sparkles the wind, the poof that blows off the little things on a dandelion. It's just the gentleness, the gentle poof. And if I start thinking of me kissing with a gentle poof, I may have everybody in love with me, which isn't a bad idea, but I want them all in love with me because I want them to be unconditionally loving as I am with them. And if I truly am unconditionally loving with everybody, then they will be that way with me. And yes, we should probably have the school of Irene on how to kiss. Wouldn't that be an exciting adventure? My goodness. Do you think she'd have a lot of takers? Oh, I'm sure she would. Do you think there are other people in this world who kiss like Irene? Well, I really believe everybody would like to kiss like Irene. And I believe that many people try to kiss like Irene. And since I haven't kissed everybody, I cannot say, but I imagine a lot of people do kiss just like Irene. How do I hug a hug? Well, I give it unconditional love, and I wrap my arms around. I don't have to give people what they expect. People expect a tight hug or a violent hug or a gentle hug or this. I should only give a hug which is my nature to give. A gentle, loving, sensitive, caring hug. When I run my fingers up and down someone's back while I'm giving them a hug, they say, oh, that feels so good. Well, I shouldn't do that, because it loses the benefit of the hug. The hug should be that subtle, unconditional love that is felt, that is the embrace brings out, but it doesn't distract your mind into some sort of a massage or some sort of other activity. And I think that's what I choose to teach myself about a hug. A hug is my unconditional love flowing out gently, firmly, definitely me. How do you hug a hug? With all your heart. I love you. I love you. I love you.